Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's 8:04. Now is the time to make the call to Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Very delighted to be joined by Mark Caballi, 93.7 The Fan Steelers Insider, Pat McAfee's show, Steelers Insider. He'll be with us for the final 2 hours of the program. How you doing, Mark?
A little sleepy there, Adam.
You know, it's really 9:05 body clock wise, so you should be feeling good.
You should, but you know, I don't know how you do this. How do you bring the energy?
Oh, I'm filled with energy. You know that. You know that.
Oh man,
I'm balls to the wall 99% of the time, and then I get home and my 5-year-old daughter's running around the house, and I can chase her for about 2 hours, and then I hit a wall. But I always bring it, baby.
Yeah, it's a rough morning. Sometimes you feel good. Sometimes you don't feel very good, and today's one of those days that I'm lacking in the energy. I'm going with the double caffeine-flavored coffee or whatever. See if that makes the boost. You know, I do have an issue with some people that drink decaffeinated coffee.
I know you've said that before.
I mean, I don't understand it. Why drink it then? So I'm drinking like the high calf, the high test stuff, man.
Some people like the taste of decaf coffee, but they get jittery with the caffeine, or maybe they get heart palpitations. They don't want to deal with that.
Then drink something else.
But you like the taste of coffee is
nobody
what I'm saying.
Nobody likes to drink taste of coffee.
That's not true.
No.
That's not true. A lot of people like the taste
like
of coffee.
Like the black coffee, you talk about my...
That's what I drink every day, black coffee.
Machismo.
Uh-huh.
Somebody who just drinks straight black coffee is like, look at me, man. I'm tough. I drink black coffee.
I love black coffee.
No, you don't.
And I don't like...
You don't like black coffee.
I love it.
You're lying.
I do. I don't want to put sugar... Beer didn't taste good first time you have beer, and then you drink it enough, and it's delightful. It's a palate kind of deal. Your palate changes, you get used to it, then you grow to like something and
nobody.
Crave it and need it.
There might be the 1% of the population that actually likes the taste of black coffee.
412-928-9370. Text us. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And let me know, do you like the taste of black coffee? Did you have any problem with what Jason Kelce did? Now I got people on the text line saying they totally disagree with me. I said he's well within his rights. Someone's going to accost me. Someone's going to use offensive language. I'm going to take your phone. I'm going to slam it down. That guy who was saying that stuff is lucky that Kelce didn't beat him to a pulp.
Yeah.
I think you found the middle line there. I'm not one necessarily for destruction of property, but I'm guessing that guy's bothering him for a long time. You want to shut him up? Shut him up. He could have popped him, bang, right in the kisser. He could have.
First of all, I don't think you would have done anything.
No, me? No. No, but in principle.
Yeah, he is lucky. I mean, honestly, I think I like it because I'm not a big fan of the content producers. I don't know if he was, but you know, he was his only motive there was getting under the guy's skin.
Yes.
The guy was minding his own business. I mean, for everything you see publicly, Jason Kelce is a great guy. Why would you mess with him like that?
He's messing with him. He's filming him because he wants to be this viral dude. He thinks he's going to get clout for clowning him about his brother's maybe wife one day.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just hope the kid, whoever it is, doesn't move forward on this and, you know.
Oh, he's going to sue
press
him.
Charges for
he's
something.
He's going to sue him,
Just let it go. And he is lucky. He's lucky he didn't get popped in the mouth. You know, like I said, I might go buy some of the old Kelsey beer here. I was tweeting the other day. I felt the taste for it just for after seeing that. You just don't like it because it's a Penn State fan, right?
I don't have.
Is there anybody positive saying, hey, Kelsey's out of line? I guess there's a
couple people on the text line saying that, Crowley, you're dead wrong on this. Dead wrong on this. And I just can't imagine expecting there not to be repercussions if you're going to get up in some dude's face. Like, that ain't the world that anybody should be living in. You're going to get up in my face, and I'm big.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something about it. Now, me in those circumstances, like if you're coming after my kid or something like that, that's different. Gloves are off, and God only knows. But you're coming after me, whatever. But how stupid do you have to be to go after a guy who could be wearing a gold jacket one day, whose principal job was to take 350-pounders and knock them on their ass? Yeah. Like, how stupid are you?
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I hear you. I mean, I don't know if I would have went to that degree of breaking the guy's phone, but if you hit somebody's nerve, you hit somebody's nerve.
That's
and
right.
And you really can't control yourself at that point. Should he have walked away? Probably, but.
Sean Myers, who's producing the show today and doing a very nice job, I might add.
Thank you, Adam.
Well, that's why it's welcome. Running smoothly, because Callis is in here. Okay, I didn't even notice this.
Sean said there's a distinction. I mean, if you're saying, oh, you stunk, oh, you really shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, oh, you're overrated, oh, you're bad on ESPN, that's one thing. When you start using that kind of language and talking about a sibling, I think that does take things to another level. All right, on to the Steelers now, and we'll grade them at the halfway mark. We'll look at some positives, we'll look at some negatives, look at some things that might be sustainable, some of their negatives that maybe they can turn around. We'll do all that, Kaboli with us until 10, but do you think they'll get a wide receiver before the deadline?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be a bargain basement kind of deal?
Yes, it's going to be a bargain basement deal. They're going to get a wide receiver, and it's going to be somebody you're probably going to say, wow, is that all we can get?
Like a Mike Williams.
It's not going to be anybody going to
wow you. Tyler Boyd.
It's not, you know, I don't even know Tyler Boyd.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's on the block. He might be moving somewhere here. And
could have had him if they wanted him this offseason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They could have had him already, but maybe things have changed. But you know how that thing. I wouldn't anticipate that. I would imagine there's a couple other teams that would look for his services. There's still a handful of teams that need receivers because of injuries or in the playoffs right now. I mean, if I had my druthers, I probably would like to see Courtland Sutton, right? But, you know, Denver, are they pretenders? Are they contenders right now?
They sure looked every bit a pretender yesterday.
Yeah, but then they're...
Baltimore will do that to you
from
time
to time. They're in the sixth spot in the playoffs right now, so do you want to give up on him? I mean, that would be probably the top level right there. I don't think that would be the case. They'll find somebody, if it's Adam Thielen, whoever it might be.
Do you
think... I mean, throw anybody out there. And he's not going to be good enough to just say, okay, he's our number two right now. Van Jefferson's gone.
For me, it's not even just about number two. It's about, oh my gosh, what happens if George Pickens gets hurt?
Anybody. What happens if Calvin Austin gets hurt? Then you're throwing Scotty Miller in there. What happens?
Right.
I mean, who else you
have?
And
you don't have Roman Wilson, who's basically going through a red shirt year, and I think through nobody's fault. I don't blame the Steelers for it.
Andy Isabella, you know, he's on the practice squad. I mean, I guess he has a high pedigree, but when terms of draft, I mean –
Mark, yeah, two guys I'd really be interested in, Chris Olave and Darius Slayton. And in fact, those would be my top two targets. They both leave yesterday's games with concussions. And the Olave one, it's just another in a long list of concussions for him. He got carted off the field. It looked real bad. Then his brother was tweeting some things online. People were asking, is it even worth it for Olave to come back? And his brother said, yeah, not to the Saints, it's not. So maybe he's available, but do you think the injuries with both of those guys would preclude the Steelers from targeting them?
Yeah, that's tough, because if you do make a deal, it would be pending, you know, a physical. And then you could put yourself in a bad situation where then he fails the physical, then you're left out in the cold. I would imagine they would stay away from guys of that because they obviously need somebody. So I wouldn't think Olave would be a guy that they would want or even target right now. I don't think that's the case. Slayton, I know he and Van Jefferson work out in the offseason.
Oh.
They're pretty good friends. So those two would get along quite handsomely, so to speak, if he comes on.
Did you see Cordarrelle Patterson tweet again?
Yeah, I love Cordarrelle Patterson because he's the biggest troll in the world. He was 100%
tweeting DK Metcalf.
Trolling you, and people are buying it. I love it.
I mean, you really think he would be upset if DK Metcalf were a Pittsburgh Steeler?
No, but he's trolling you.
I do wonder. So Cooper Kupp going to be off the market. I mean, we heard what Sean McVay said 2 weeks ago about that. Then they've won two consecutive games. Now Puka Nacua got hurt. But
you get hurt or you get ejected.
You know what? That was it. He got ejected. Good point. He had been hurt. He had just come back. They started to get things going. Then he gets ejected. They're now 4-4, but it feels like they're on the upward trajectory. Meanwhile, you look at Seattle. They're 4-4. Yeah. They're on the downturn. I do wonder if Lockett or Metcalf could be had. I would love Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett is a pro's pro, man. He's a slot guy.
He got 400 plus yards this year. That guy never ages, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty one-dimensional as in, like I said, a slot guy, but I would take that dimension.
Absolutely.
Right? So
At some point, Mark, the Steelers are going to have to drop back and throw the ball traditionally without play action, without booting Russ. You're going to have to, at times, throw the ball over the middle of the field. Give me Tyler Lockett.
And the thing with Lockett, I don't even know what his contract is right now, but he's an older gentleman. I mean, if he's a rental, so be it, right? Okay, fine. We don't need you for the long-term future. We need you right now. So he could be a guy. I don't know about Metcalf.
He's got 1 year left on his deal next season.
You know,
Tyler Lockett does.
I mean, what question we've had forever now is George Pickens a legit number one? Do you want to invest a good bit of money in him next year? At this point, when you get a quarterback who can throw, you say yes. So do you really need a guy like DK Metcalf? What about, I mean, you throw T. Higgins in there too, right?
I don't think the Bengals in a million years would trade him to the Steelers.
He's been hurt too, man.
He has.
Last couple of years, he's
that is a PR disaster. And I wonder the same thing, and Doran brought this up last week with Cortland Sutton. You're paying Russ all this money not to play for you, and then you send Cortland Sutton over to the Steelers and help Russell Wilson win.
Yeah, you see any of those videos where the Denver fans are watching the Steelers game and just rooting against Russell. Come on, I cannot believe it. They're going crazy. It's actually quite entertaining. The video is taping themselves in live action of absolutely killing themselves because Russell's being successful.
Yeah, I don't get it. I think Russ is a stand-up guy, and I think clearly the coach was the problem for each of those 2 years. Mark Caboli brought to you by Bet365, and also Mark Caboli brought to you by the injury lawyers of LGKG. LGKG, Western PA injury lawyers for over 90 years. There's another wide receiver that I don't think is out there, but I've received like a dozen texts on this guy. We'll talk about him coming up next, and then we'll get into some of the surprises, positive and negatively, for the Steelers in the first 8 games of their season. Right now, it's time for a Sean Myers fan headline.
This is Sean Myers bringing you
Odyssey Celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.